You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is describing the situation in Severodonetsk as severe, with fighting taking place in every meter of the embattled city.
The occupier's key tactical goal has not changed. They are pressing in Severodonetsk. Severe fighting is going on there, literally every meter. They are also pressing in the direction of Lysychansk, Bakhmut, Slavyansk, and so on.
Mr. Zelensky says Russia is using its conscripted troops as cannon fodder, claiming Russia's army has lost 40,000 soldiers in June alone.
The Russian army is trying to deploy reserve forces into Donbas, but what reserves can they have now? It looks like that they will try to throw into the battle poorly trained conscripts and those who were recruited by covert mobilization. Russian generals look upon their people just as the cannon fodder needed to gain an advantage in numbers, in manpower, in military equipment. And this means only one thing. Russia can cross over the number of 40,000 of its soldiers lost already in June. In no other war in many decades have they lost so much.
Russian forces have taken most of the city, but Ukrainian troops remain in control of an industrial area and the Azot chemical plant where hundreds of civilians are still sheltering. Local officials say Russian forces blew up a bridge linking Severodonetsk with Lysychansk across the river, cutting off a possible evacuation route for civilians. People could be seen leaving buildings, clutching clusters of bags, and getting into police vehicles to escape the intense Russian shelling. One woman said she was leaving because the shelling killed a girl in front of her building.
The situation has forced us to leave. Because I'm sick of sitting. To put it bluntly, shelling killed a girl in our yard. Two children were left. So we decided to get out of here. But we hope that we will come back.
In Brussels, Belgium, protesters formed a human chain outside the European Commission building in solidarity with Ukraine's bid to join the European Union. Organizer Jana Brovdi says Ukraine has always been a part of Europe.
Ukraine has shown on many occasions, including during the revolutions, that we are a European country, that we stand for the European values, we are part of Europe, we want to be part of the European Union in the future.
Co-organizer Andrea Castagna says the EU would be stronger for allowing Ukraine to join the alliance.
European Union will definitely be stronger with the Ukraine in it, because Ukraine is a country that has so much to offer to European Union in terms of food, in terms of industry, in terms of integration into the digital single market. So I think it's in the interest of the European Union that Ukraine becomes part of the European Union.
This comes as World Trade Organization Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala addressed a meeting of the organization on food insecurity against the backdrop of Russia's war in Ukraine.
The WTO must also respond to the looming food crisis. Droughts, floods, heat waves, and other extreme weather events had already combined with COVID-19 and pandemic-related supply chain bottlenecks to lead us to rising food prices around the world. The war in Ukraine has escalated this situation.
The WTO Director General compared food prices from a year ago to today's prices.
According to the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, international wheat prices have increased 56% compared to last May. Overall cereal prices are up nearly 30%. Recent prices for vegetable oils are 45% higher year on year. And the World Bank's index of fertilizer prices in low and middle income countries is 128% higher than it was a year ago. Economies everywhere are facing inflationary pressures, with high food and energy prices hitting poor people the hardest.
As the world faces rising food prices, Russia has opened its own version of McDonald's restaurants after the global food and real estate giant pulled out of Russia after its invasion of Ukraine. 15 former McDonald's restaurants have opened under the name Vkusna and Tochka, which translates as tasty, and that's it. Though the Big Mac has left Russia, the composition of burgers has not changed and the equipment for McDonald's has remained. One Moscow resident, Kai Grinovich, is religious about his burgers.
I want to capture this historical moment in my memory. The reopening of McDonald's is like the second coming of Christ.
Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says security concerns raised by Turkey in its opposition to Finland's and Sweden's NATO membership applications are legitimate. Sweden and Finland applied to join the Western Defense Alliance last month in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Turkey has opposed the applications, accusing both Finland and Sweden of supporting and harboring Kurdish militants and other groups it deems terrorists. Mr. Stoltenberg says Turkey is a key ally for the alliance due to its strategic location on the Black Sea between Europe and the Middle East. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.